Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hey, look who's back, Mr. Sleepyhead. Shh. Eric, tell the people how much sleep you got after being off yesterday.
You want me to give you a Morning Scramble? Confessions.
Confess.
I bet good REM sleep, 2 hours. Working on 2 hours of REM sleep.
I think it's less than that. It's got to be less than that. What time did your flight land? Because you had delay after delay.
We landed at 12:30 a.m. today. I got home and I was in bed by about 1:15.
Eric.
Probably asleep by 1:30.
Eric.
So
did you sleep in?
No. Got up, as I always do at the same time, to do my job.
You didn't get REM sleep. You had a nap.
I guess I got a nap in.
You had a nice long nap.
So, yeah, I'm working on it off of a nap right now.
Mm.
I got a little bit in the lobby or the waiting area of the airport. That doesn't count as good sleep.
That's not good sleep.
And we got stuck on the ground for a little bit, so I got a little sleep there.
Ugh.
You know you're sleeping because your head falls down. It wakes you up.
Yep.
That's when you know you were asleep.
That was definitely asleep. Oh, ouch.
I might need to invest one of those neck pillow things.
I thought
at
about
this
that.
Point.
Yeah. Cora, I don't remember. We were shopping somewhere and she saw one. She's like, isn't this cool? Feel it. It's so squishy. And it really was. And then I was like, oh, this is kind of nice.
There's a reason everybody's walking around with them.
You look like a dork, but.
You do. But I think it's worse when you doze off and then your head falls down.
Yes. I'm still too proud. One day.
I try to talk myself into not nodding.
Yes.
Okay, neck, do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Keep my head erect.
Cool.
Doesn't work. Doesn't work. I give my neck a pep talk. It doesn't work.
Yeah, when you conk out, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
All.
I know. It doesn't because I fell down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it was, this wasn't on the airlines. It was the weather. Chicago had, what we will probably see later today, went through Chicago into the north. I saw the most beautiful lightning display I've ever seen on a flight flying home. Because while we were clear to get from Cedar Rapids or Chicago to Cedar Rapids, everything north of like the Illinois-Wisconsin border was just a band of thunderstorms.
Mm.
And it was just beautiful. Just because you could see lightning and then you could also see clear, you know, star sky. It's just that you could see exactly where the front ended and everything behind it had active lightning.
I'm sure you want to be like above.
You want to be you want to be adjacent, never in that.
Uh-uh.
So we were safe and fine. I think it was that cluster that had gone through Chicago a couple waves. Our flight out of South Carolina was not only 3 hours delayed, we also had to loop in the air over Louisville, Kentucky, for 40 minutes.
Ooh.
Because they delayed our landing. Guys, like, it could be another 2 hours.
No.
We were just going to fly out our fuel. Yeah. That's just the way the weather was working. And then Chicago is so big.
Right.
And they have to regulate so many planes. And then we land, and there's people trying to get to Savannah, Georgia. Some people are trying to get to an international flight to London. So they asked some of us to sit. So those other people, oh my gosh.
We have to run now.
Everything was
airport.
Great. The weather was beautiful. We had a lovely time. We stayed in downtown Greenville, which has a river and rock formation running right through the heart of the downtown. It's beautiful. It's walkable. Only to be like, oh, this was not the best ending to the trip. Also, Chicago restaurants close at 9. On a Monday.
You guys.
That was making us upset.
I need food.
Like, you're
I
Chicago.
Yeah.
And this entire airport realized at some point more people were going to be here later. You couldn't implement hungry, grumpy passenger policy.
Something.
Yes.
Give me something.
That was frustrating.
Yeah. Ouch.
So, thank God.
So tired, hungry.
Hudson News got us at least a protein pack of grapes and some sort of unidentifiable cheese.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I'm all of the above. Right now, I'm working off pure adrenaline.
Good.
So wait for the crash.
That's all you need. Okay. No. Stay with me. Stay with me. We got a big day.
You're going to say those words a lot.
Eric.
Stay
snap.
With me.
Stay with Eric. Right here.
I am slowly dying from a bullet wound, and we're going to just make it to the hospital. But you got to keep saying, stay with me.
Stay with me. Eric, slap. And is it you or is it Shannon? One of you doesn't like needles.
Shannon
does not like needles. I don't like watching. I'm not a big, like,
I don't mind any of it. The problem, it's not actually, if she's getting a shot or a vaccination, it's fine. when they do like a blood draw.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Or have to put in an IV.
Uh-huh.
Tiny veins. Blah. She's got tiny veins.
And you have one bad incident and then it's like...
Oh, it just sticks with you.
It does.
Or
it
doesn't stick with you in her case. Ha ha ha.
Maybe it would be better if there was a little liquid courage.
You get to do a shot before you get a shot?
No, what if the whole vaccine was a beer?
Go on.
Yeah, there's a virologist.
It's either one works for me.
His name is Chris. And Chris is experimenting with a vaccine beer using engineered yeast to deliver antigens into the body. Obviously not for kids.
No, clearly.
He wanted to start with that. This is not for kids.
So let's play this game. I just had a checkup last week and I got my tetanus booster.
Ah, yes.
So I could get a tetanus beer.
I mean, I don't know if that's what he's working on.
Okay.
He's looking at like...
It's got to be among the common ones. COVID?
Small viruses.
Flu?
Flus, colds, stuff like that. Where a lot of people... It's like, it's not a serious health issue thing.
Yeah.
But I might just get that to make
myself
feel
better. It'd be good to have it.
Especially people with weakened immune systems.
Okay. Fair enough.
You need a little bit more help there. He said he wasn't inspired because of people who were afraid of needles.
You're just thirsty?
Just thirsty and loves beer. there's a lot of pushback from experts. It's not like the FDA is like, this is going to be a thing. Belly up to the bar at the hospital.
At this point, though, he'll just release it as a supplement. And then they're not involved.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. He's passionate about it, so he's moving forward with the process.
What's his title again? Maybe it's made up.
Virologist.
And home brewer.
Just because I can't say it doesn't mean it's not real.
I'm also wondering his credentials. I would like to see his LinkedIn page.
Virologist.
I'm sure that's a word.
Virologist? Virologist. Viral.
Is he into viruses or people being viral?
Virologist.
We don't know.
Virologist.
Boy, he's into beer for sure.
Hey, we're all into beer.
Hey.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Highlight of being delayed, people watching.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Also, excuse for beverages. What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Right? So we belly up to the Wolfgang Puck, which is at the Spartanburg Greenville Airport in South Carolina, killing 3 hours of time. Yes.
3 hours
the
bar.
We were hungry. We had just like deli sandwiches like an hour before that. We did a little countryside tour. We're like, oh man, we could have driven around longer. But either way.
Yeah.
So just kind of taking in the atmosphere. They, by the way, we didn't know this, have a beautiful outdoor area you can sit at this airport, which Cedar Rapids has a couple of those. But this is like, it's well manicured and it's awesome. But what kept catching my attention, and he wasn't the bartender. I think he's the guy that like is called a bar back.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do a lot of the dishes.
Yeah.
They're restocking things. Yes. And every time a server would come up, I don't know if he just got on the schedule like he just reported in for work. But he kept asking every single person he worked with the exact same question.
What?
Have you ever seen the movie, Dude, Where's My Car? He asked everybody.
Why?
He never asked the pay. I don't. This is why I'm boggled by this.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Hey, have you ever seen the movie, Dude, Where's My Car?
So was he of an age where like this was new? Maybe that was a new thing to him?
I think so. And then the wait staff was a combination. Because if you've been to an airport, it's like really young people.
Yes.
Or like, I'm almost retired. And
some
I'm just
veterans.
Exactly.
Yes.
So he got a handful of yeses. Like, who cares? That were more of the older ones.
Yeah, and who cares?
And then the younger ones were like, I think I've heard of it. And then one guy's like, oh, you just unlocked a memory, man. And I just was baffled by his fascination. And he asked every single coworker yesterday.
Why was he so into it?
I don't know. Maybe that's what
struck up a conversation with him just to figure this out.
It got a little strange.
Oh, it's
just like,
it's so weird.
What's going on over here?
Dude, it's really weird.
Have you seen Dude, Where's My Car?
Dude, Where's My Car, dude?
Have you seen Dude? What does mine say? Sweet.
What does mine say?
It was like watching that conversation. But the question was instead, have you seen Dude, Where's My Car? It was just odd.
That's very strange.
But that's also part of the fun of being stranded
exactly.
at an airport.
Exactly. Like, yes. Oh, he asked somebody again. And then you could just tally the number of times he asked somebody that question.
Do you want the report back by demographic, by gender?
My
who's
goodness.
Seen it?
You had 3 hours to observe this man.
I know. It was very odd.
So strange.
Very odd.
yesterday, I was really, really nervous because we had big plans. We had a Girl Scout meeting after our big lock-in over the weekend. And we had some stuff that we needed to discuss as a troop and figure out what we're going to work on next. But we also wanted to accomplish a project that the girls selected at the beginning of the year. And it's like, we got to fit this in. One of the things that they really wanted to do was to pick up trash and make their own little world a better place. So last night, we got the one bag challenge.
Yes, the mayor's one or city manager's one bag challenge. Yes.
Yes, we got those teal bags and they went around and they picked up trash at their own school, making it a better place.
This is the soundtrack if you filmed it.
Yep. If somebody was taking any footage.
You didn't film this?
Set it to this. No.
Playback of their graduation.
What a wonderful world.
It was a great experience for them because they kind of started with like, no, our school isn't. We don't have trash all over the place, but like accidents happen. I was trying to explain to them, like nobody did this on purpose. Sometimes like I opened the door to my car and something flew out.
Yes. There goes a receipt.
Yes. Yes. The trash can toppled over when we weren't home and we didn't know some of the trash went out. Accidents happen. Mistakes happen. And sometimes there's just a little bit of garbage around. And if you take just a minute, it was 30 minutes. They had the entire grounds covered.
What a lovely life lesson.
Way to go, ladies.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
John Deere is bringing back nearly 50 workers to its Iowa and Kansas factories this month. The company announced callbacks for Dubuque, 21 people, 20 going back to Davenport, 8 at Coffeeville Works in Kansas. The workers will support growing production needs in construction, forestry, and drivetrain component operations. Callback comes after Deere already announced multiple rounds of employee layoffs that we had earlier this year and at the end of last year. Let's get you some sport shorts.
Did you forget how to do it?
No, I couldn't find the mouse.
I struggled.
I was trying.
It's just not the
did
same.
Did you have sport shorts yesterday?
Yeah, and I am not the same. I don't know. I tried it.
Sport shorts.
I can't quite think. Yeah. Ugh.
What did you have yesterday? Maybe I'm duplicating you.
The Masters.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Rory, by the way. Hawkeye fans will get their first chance to see the Iowa football team, new quarterback, this spring at an open practice, April 25th, Kinnick Stadium. That is free to attend, marks the end of Iowa's spring practices. Gates at Kinnick will open at 9:45. The practice is set to begin at 10:45. Wait a minute. More sports shorts. Only 10 athletic programs had both their football team and men's basketball team finish in the AP Top 25.
Oh.
There are three in the Big Ten.
Well.
Illinois, Michigan, and your Iowa Hawkeyes.
Hello.
Yes, your traditional powerhouses, the Indianas, the Ohio States, the Penn States, were great and maybe in one, but not the other. Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa among the three Big Ten teams out of 10 teams total of all the big schools officially having a team in the top 25 in men's basketball and also in football as we go into the football season. Did not get you a card, but consider this an audio card.
Oh, thank you.
Happy National Animal Control Appreciation Week.
And you as well.
Thank you. Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control just released their activity stats for their annual animal control officers. All the work that went into last year as part of the National Animal Control Appreciation Week. Total number of calls received. So anything where they sent somebody out. 4,199. At large.
4,000?
Yeah. Ooh. At-large animals, stray animals, animal bites, injured, deceased animals, and more. Okay? That's mm-hmm. that one. Mm-hmm. That's where I think that's the one, if I was in that business, you'd never know what you're going to get into.
Yeah.
Right? Total number of animal-human reunions, 296.
Aww.
Includes dogs, cats, chickens, rabbits, and iguanas.
I bet that is a wonderful moment.
Number of sick animals helped, 365, including that pig
yes.
that we saw.
Yeah.
Cats, dogs, small animals. Number of calls just involving chickens.
How many?
57.
Really?
Yes, 57.
That's low. Well done,
you
chickens.
You think so?
Yes, I feel it's low.
Well, good for all of the people involved, and please help celebrate National Animal Control Appreciation Week with Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Katy Perry is denying an accusation that she sexually assaulted actress Ruby Rose at a club in Australia almost 20 years ago. Ruby Rose leveled the accusation on Threads on Sunday, and she got into very graphic detail, but I'm going to edit some of the story.
Okay, what's the gist?
She said, Katie, quote, saw me resting on my best friend's lap to avoid her, and she bent down, pulled her underwear to the side, and rubbed her lady parts on my face until my eyes snapped open and I projectile vomited on her.
What?
That is so gross. She added that I've told the story publicly before, but I changed it into a funny little drunk story because I didn't know how else to handle it. Later, she agreed to help me get my U.S. visa, so I kept everything a secret. She said that Katy Perry is a psychological manipulator, that she has photos and witnesses that will back up her story. She later posted that she just left the police station, maybe indicating that she did file a report.
When was this? 20-some years ago?
She said 20 years ago.
Don't some states and countries have a statute of limitation, but others, I believe, because this has become really prevalent and, you know, victims need to speak out, it's like it's open-ended.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious how that is in Australia.
Where she was. She's from Australia for sure, but you maybe know her from Orange is the New Black, The Meg, John Wick 2. I don't know if she's been working in Hollywood as of late. I don't know where she resides or if she did, in fact, file a report. Katy Perry's representative says that those allegations are categorically false, dangerous, reckless lies.
Well, what else we know how this goes. Yeah. It's happening to a guy in California right now who's a U.S. congressman, right?
We'll investigate.
You investigate.
Yep. Okay, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2026 was announced last night on American Idol. And here it is.
Phil Collins
had to make it in.
Billy Idol. It's a little pop quiz. Who was that?
This is Oasis.
I missed that other one.
I did too. I was all...
You were counting on me, weren't you?
The Wu-Tang Clan, Luther Vandross,
yeah.
Sade, Joy Division New Order.
Oh, that was New Order.
Yeah. And Iron Maiden.
No, Run to the Hills was Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. Yes. All made it in last night. That's too bad.
New Edition was also in that, which really spawned a lot of different acts out of it. So I was hoping New Edition, but... not this time around. But that's also how the ballots work.
That's how it goes.
You come up again.
A lot of the newbies did not make it.
Because like Pink.
Pink, Lauryn Hill, The Black Crowes, Jeff Buckley, Melissa Etheridge, INXS, and Mariah Carey snubbed a third time, by the way.
I still think it's a little early on Mariah Carey.
It does feel, which is a compliment, Mariah. You're too young. You're too young, baby girl. The ceremony goes down November 14th, and then they air it in December on ABC and Disney+. And like a lot of bridesmaids getting ready for a wedding, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's bridal party is getting a little bit excited. Taylor's got some very famous bridesmaids, Selena Gomez, Gigi Hadid, and they want to do something really, really special to celebrate this couple that they know and love so much. So they have been working on doing a tribute, a special karaoke performance at the wedding.
Okay, I got a couple questions.
Yeah.
I fully support this, but when you are performing for the biggest star in the world.
Yes.
Do you do her music to her? Or do you just play that very safe and pick something on the opposite end of the spectrum? Do you go with Hold On for One More Day from the movie Bridesmaids?
That would be cool.
Do you do, what was the SNL?
Domingo. You could do any of the Sabrina Carpenter songs. Sabrina Carpenter and Taylor Swift are very close friends. You should definitely do Domingo. The report that I have right now is it's a special karaoke performance featuring a bunch of Taylor Swift songs, and they're working on a cameo with Travis in it.
So as you were saying that, I was thinking, sing the songs, but put Travis's name in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Came all this way. It's Travis Kelce. I don't know what they exactly have planned, but it's too bad too that even I know that this surprise is coming. So it's gonna be hard to surprise her.
But she doesn't know what the song's gonna
be. You don't know what the song is, Taylor.
And if I'm at the reception, I would fake start it four times.
Yeah.
Not yet.
That's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
We are about ready to dive in to three fabulous cocktails, which will be featured as part of our Act a Fool party coming up this Friday. Now, remember, our party starts at 6, doors at 7, big show 8 o'clock as Full House takes the floor of the Alliant Energy Powerhouse.
Our goal is to kind of put you in a throwback headspace as you get ready for the biggest throwback party of the year. We thought that cocktails would help do that. Now, we wanted two things. We wanted our names on the the cocktails.
That was priority one.
Priority number one. Priority number two is we want them to be kind of like throwback cocktails.
Yeah.
The stuff that people were drinking in the 90s.
And priority three, they need to taste good.
They've got to taste good.
Yes.
So we thought R&D.
R&D, yeah.
Yeah, this is prime R&D.
Scramble Inc. This mm-hmm. is research and development slash quality control.
Exactly. Yes. So we actually have Haley, bartender, mixologist.
Sure, we can go with that.
Sure, we'll
take that title, Haley. That's all for
it,
you.
Take it, Haley, who has agreed to be our bartender this morning as we get ready with these cocktails.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought we could start with the Claire's Cosmopolitan.
Haley, do you need ice, by the way? You're good. All right.
Yep. We're going to mix these up. So we're going to do some vodka.
That's a Claire pour right there.
No, we're going to be really strong.
That's what we call it around the building.
With your heart.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she is making for two.
We're going to do a little triple sec.
Okay.
Wow.
This has
Why?
Some
this one should be on video.
I know.
Haley, you measure that the way I measure vanilla when I'm baking.
I've been doing this.
It's also the way you also measure cocktails. You need to be honest.
And we're going to do a little splash of lime there.
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
Claire, were you ever a Sex and the City fan? Did you get into the whole Cosmo trend?
I didn't. No.
Really?
No, I was too late.
Oh. Like, well, this is your moment.
This is my
right here.
Finally.
All right. So in true cocktail fashion, we're just going to strain the ice out there.
Okay.
Got a good color.
My God, that was fast.
I know.
Of course, I'm telling you, like, I by God, you do your job well.
Right?
I know.
Yeah, this is not my first time.
There you are.
All right, cheers.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I feel like the bartender should have one, but.
I have to work after are you sure?
We're working now, and it's not slowing us down.
I don't know.
Okay, Claire's Cosmo.
What's it like being responsible, Haley? Good for you.
So this will be one beverage that'll be at the bar. Cheers.
Cheers.
Click. That's coming up on Friday. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I just want to spill some tea now. I don't have any, but I'm just saying.
Like, girl.
Girl, yes. It's been a day. And you come together.
What was his name, Samantha?
Oh, I don't even remember.
And then I asked, typing on a computer, do girls really share secrets or do they lie? That's what Carrie would say.
You are such a Carrie.
I feel like it.
How did I get to be Samantha?
All right. Why do I hear things being popped in the background?
Oh,
what's up next?
We're Fuzzy Navel next.
No, we're doing Dancing Eric Hansen's Fuzzy Navel.
There you go.
The drink title that makes me go...
The drink title that also describes my anatomy.
So this one's really easy. We just got some peach schnapps and some OJ.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, that's exactly how my mom made them.
Yes, that's it.
By the way, this is a great example. Cosmos, I think, still have a good shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of fuzzy navels lately.
No, you do not.
They had a moment which fits this perfectly for the show. I was bartending fuzzy navels back in the day, but they just don't, I don't think, have quite the trend. Oh,
this one we do put the ice in.
Yes. Takes me back to being at the airport for 3 hours yesterday.
I know.
I had one of each.
Throwing it back.
Yes.
To yesterday.
Okay. Once again, just peach schnapps and OJ, right?
That's it. Easy,
all right.
Easy.
Is it equal parts?
Equal parts.
Equal parts. Yep. All right.
Okay. I haven't had one of these in so long. I'm super excited. Mm.
I haven't had one for breakfast since yesterday. Okay. Here we go. That peach flavor.
I know. It's so good.
Just took me back to Mayflower at the University of Iowa. I may or may not have been of age.
This is a throwback drink.
And my RA may or may not have been at the party.
Yes. Something delicious.
Oh, my God.
Wait, the RA was at the party?
I have not had a peach flavored beverage, let alone a fuzzy navel. I'm sorry, Dancing Eric Hansen's fuzzy navel. This if you throwback.
I gotta not say that though.
You have to say it.
Are you trademark. Gonna wear a crop top on Friday, Justin?
Mesh and crop at the same time?
Can it be done? We'll find out Friday.
Shield your eyes. Okay, we have had Claire's Cosmo. Mm. Excellent. We are now partaking of Dancing Eric Hansen's Fuzzy Navel. Also excellent.
It's really good, but the name of the drink.
Now, the piece de resistance. And we are going to take a break here, and we have to clear this bar to get ready for the new bar.
Yes, because never before taste tested by the public, Producer Ben's Maze Island Iced Tea.
We have had it on a bridge on the 4th of July.
We've had it in this very kitchen.
We then tried to recreate it in this kitchen, none of which, though, were at the hands of a professional bartender.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Haley, yes. This is a recipe that we hope that you're ready for.
I'm ready. I can do it.
Okay.
Confidence. We got confidence.
Listen to this confidence. This, by the way, is work because we're officially tasting the drinks that will be at the Act of Fool party coming up on Friday.
Are you justifying this?
Yes.
This is actually work.
Dude, somebody's got to put this on an expense report. I got to be able to get the booze that we paid for covered. We've got the party. Doors are going to be at 6 in the Doubletree Lounge. You got doors to the concert coming up at 7 o'clock. If you're at our party, you're one step closer to those doors. And then the show, of course, is coming up at 8. We dive into another beverage with the Morning Scramble, getting ready for our Act of Fool party. And Fool House coming to Cedar Rapids on Friday. Tasted Tuesday. A little bit of Toasted Tuesday.
You know what I mean.
It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
We are getting ready to throw it back. Friday is our big Fool House party at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. And we're having our pre-party, our Act of Fool pre-party, where we want to have a specialty cocktail menu.
This is a pre-pre-party right now.
This is our pre-pre-party.
Yes.
Pre-party.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Live from the Morning Scramble Taste of Tuesday Test Kitchens, or today a little bit of a Toasted Tuesday. So far, we've enjoyed Claire's Cosmo and Dancing Eric Hansen's Fuzzy Navel, as well as the beverage.
These are just some of the cocktails you can enjoy, but we're super, super excited that for the first time ever, people will be able to sample a cocktail that is Producer Ben's creation as of last summer.
Producer Ben's Maze Island Iced Tea was created during a live broadcast on the 4th of July fireworks while we were live on the bridge, based on whatever he could find. That's the fun part of the Long Island Iced Tea. Mm-hmm. As a traditional cocktail, it's a combination of a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's many, many things.
Yes.
Haley, you got a whole bunch of bottles out. You got like the whole bar here.
I sure do. So our Long Island is going to consist of some tequila, vodka, rum, gin, a little triple sec, sweet and sour, and then I do a splash of a dark soda, like a Pepsi or Coke.
So this is actually a Long Island iced tea, but is a Maze Island iced tea for the show.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's okay. Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
All right.
Okay. And we are starting with that's the rum.
Haley, are you, again, measuring with your heart?
Yeah, I mean, it's all in memory, right? Muscle memory.
Muscle
we'll call it that.
My arm hurts
adding
now.
Adding rum.
Now we've moved into the vodka round. Claire, do you notice these are the bigger glasses of what we've just enjoyed?
Yes. They are. They are bigger glasses.
Yes.
They contain a little bit more liquor.
Now, this will be a little bit more of a premium price, just so people are prepared on Friday. But based on, price per ounce, it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We just finished with the tequila. That's George Clooney's company, by the way. It's the good stuff.
Oh, Casamigos.
Yeah. Thank you.
Quick plug.
You knew it by name.
George Clooney.
Yeah, triple sec goes on top, giving a little citrus flavor, and then a splash of cola. And oh, look at that.
Oh, gorgeous.
I also like a cocktail that comes to me in different shades,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
This almost has a lemonade iced tea Arnold Palmer look to it.
It does. It looks like an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, and then we can stir.
Oh, get a little stir in there. Yeah. Yeah. Make
sure it all
comes.
Producer Ben likes to stir the pot.
Now, when Producer Ben made this on Maze Island on the 4th of July, I believe his had some floaties.
Oh, well, we had I think we were using a blended boba tea. There was some sort of berry wine. It had a lot of just unusual.
It had many elements.
I think it had some carbless in it. Just whatever he could find within a 3 food truck radius.
Wine, carbless, and slushies.
All right. This is going to taste lovely, and this is primarily all I'm having to eat today.
All right,
here we go.
Happy breakfast.
Producer Ben's Maze Island Iced Tea.
Now that is refreshing.
That tastes like my first wine cooler.
Your first wine cooler?
If you think of that very first Seagram's or Bartles and James, because it's got a little bit of the tart of the sweet and sour in there.
No,
the sour mix. Yeah.
I can swear I stole a canned brisk iced tea from my grandmother's fridge. That's what this tastes like to me.
You mean the boozy brisk?
Yeah.
No, this just tastes.
This just tastes like
this. Does have a little sort of sweet tea flavor to it too? Yeah.
Sweet tea, a little bit of that sour in there, so you get a little lemonade-y flavor.
Yes.
This is just
my
tasty.
Goodness.
This
now,
could get you in a lot of trouble.
We should be clear, though. This is just a special sampling of beverages available on Friday. It will be a full bar, right?
Yes, it will.
So even if you are not into a throwback or a 90s cocktail, if you are into what I had last Friday cocktail, they could do that also.
Haley, you know all kinds of drinks, right?
Absolutely. Yep. I'll be there bartending, actually.
Yep. Oh. And then
great, we'll see you there.
A variety of seltzers and beers and everything else
Absolutely.
As well.
Yep.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
They're going
to
take care of us.
They know when Cedar Rapids says, hey, come to a pre-party, Cedar Rapids shows up.
We're ready to go.
We're ready to go. We're ready. We got to finish all these beverages.
Yeah, we do. Quick.
All right. We're going to chug this, and I'm going to come back with the weather.
Woo!
Yes. Live from the Z102.9 Test Kitchens, getting ready for a big party, our Act a Fool party coming up on Friday with Full House. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
In this hour alone, we have sampled three cocktails.
Yep.
For our big throwback party, Act a Fool.
We've performed like fools.
We performed like fools for a concert coming up with Orchestra Iowa. And now we need to tell you about what's happening with the Morning Scramble in May. We're calling it Live from Your Living Room.
Yeah. Can you imagine all of this action packed into your living room?
We're going to bring it to you on Fridays in the month of May, which, by the way, the month kicks off on a Friday. So our very first house and location will be announced that week. It's all brought to you, by the way, by our friends at Slumberland Furniture.
Yes, we get this itch this time of year. We see that spring is here, the temperatures are rising, and it's like, I just want to get out of our studio, as wonderful and as accommodating as it is. We want to be out on the road, and we thought, why not take the show to your house?
Do you feel like a couple of birds looking for a place to roost?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. For one day only, we could have this show live from your living room. Now, I will tell people, because we've had a lot of interest right out the gate here.
Yes.
We just announced on Friday that we're doing this.
Response has been overwhelming, which is fantastic.
It's wonderful. But I will tell people, this is the whole show from 6 until 10 in your living room, and you're going to have to let us in before 6.
Which means we're probably at your place by about 5:30.
Is everybody prepared for this?
We don't want you to make super special accommodations, because we want to bring your morning to life live as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
The show is going to be live as our show happens, and that's the best part about doing a show live. We'll respond and react to whatever. If you have a meltdown in your house that Friday morning, it's going to make it on the radio. If you got a kid... All that dirty laundry. If you're doing laundry.
Or literally laundry.
I could also give you pointers as the guy who does all the laundry in my house.
I would love to actually physically offer producer Ben. He would be able to
help
you.
If you need a houseboy, well, you got a guy for 4 hours. He could produce your home your Friday morning. That's all coming to your house. It's all part of our Friday mornings in the month of May, live from your living room, sponsored by Slumberland Furniture. We need to know you're interested, though. We have a couple pre-qualifying questions, and that's on the website.
Yeah, super, super simple. All you do is go to KZIA.com, the Z102.9 app, click on the couch, and let us know if you're interested.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.